appreciate you coming out. I said, with this getting dark so early, it feels like it's time to be home getting ready for bed instead of coming to church. But well, as I mentioned this morning, I want to spend some time tonight, give you an opportunity to offer your thanksgiving to God obviously to God, but also as an exhortation to the brothers and sisters here with us. I want to share from passage of Scripture before we begin that tonight. And that'll give you some time to think about what you might want to say. I encourage you to do that. I know sometimes it's intimidating to speak in front of a group of people, but just know this, when you share that, it's edifying to the body of Christ as well, even if we don't stand. To hear other people thanking God and giving God praise is a motivation or sort of an incentive for us to be willing to do that as well. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and so we certainly do that. But I want to share with you from Ephesians chapter 5. This passage comes sort of in the context of Paul describing to the Christians in regards to the way they walk, their spiritual walk. And we'll pick up in chapter 5, verse 1, and then concentrate on the last couple of verses down to 21. But in the context of that exhortation in regards to our Christian walk, he says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man or one who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather as the body of Christ, and particularly on a night as this, Father, where we focus our attention on just as a church offering up praises to you in thanksgiving. As I shared this morning, Lord, it's not merely something we ought to do, as important as that is, but Father, it's necessary to our survival. It's necessary to us being sustained in the land. So Father, help us to view it in that way, is a necessary part of the Christian life and of our perseverance in the faith as well. So Lord, help us tonight as we offer encouragement to one another, while we offer praise and thanksgiving to you for all things. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Just a few comments on those last few verses there. When he says to them, do not get drunk with wine, I think he's speaking there in terms of the spirit influence, be drunken or filled. If you're drunk, you're under the influence of the alcohol or whatever the addiction may be, you're under the influence of that. So he's using that contrast, saying, do not be drunk with that wine, but rather, he goes on to say, for that is dissipation, but rather be filled with the Spirit, which would give the same implication as that as a Christian in our walk, we are to be influenced by the Spirit. We are to be under the influence of the Spirit always, strive to be always in our Christian life. But what's interesting to me in verse 18 and 19 as well is, he gives that as the context within which we are to be speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So when we do that, we're being sensitive to the prompting and the influence of the Holy Spirit in our life, perhaps bringing to mind those things which we would speak and sing to one another. And so the first thing I would point out is that when we do this, we ought to do it in sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? What is the Holy Spirit bringing to mind and to heart in regards of what you are most thankful for in the moment? We can't exhaust that tonight. I'm thankful for so many things. I was thinking this afternoon, there's a whole spiritual blessings that I could spend all night offering thanks. And then there are all the temporal blessings, material blessings in this life for which we ought to be thankful as well. So we can't exhaust that. But what we need to do is be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit would say right now, because it may be that what he prompts you to say in regards to your thanksgiving and praise to God may minister to someone else's struggles at this moment, who may have not had those particular blessings or may be praying for those things in their lives and have not yet received them. So be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as we share tonight with one another. That was the second point in verse 19. When we're filled with the Spirit, part of the walking the Christian life is being filled or being under the influence of the Holy Spirit as we are speaking to one another. And that's interesting. He doesn't say when the preacher's speaking, yes, he needs to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit, but he's talking about the interactions within the congregation. We are to be influenced by the Spirit while we are speaking to one another. So just be mindful tonight that although you are testifying of God's graciousness, his faithfulness, his provision in your own lives, and you're offering up thanks to God, you're doing that in the presence of one another. You're speaking to one another. If you don't tell me that, I don't know that. If we don't say it to one another, we don't know how God is providing in your life in ways that will encourage us to know that he'll provide in our own life as well. We're just little islands all gathered together listening to the preacher say we ought to give thanks. But when we speak like this, when we're walking in this Christian way, we're speaking to one another. He mentions several things here. Certainly, we're speaking to one another in Psalms. I've given out some text to read for you, some of you to read tonight. Most of those are in Psalms. In fact, I was reading through Psalms, and they're just saturated with thanksgiving and praise to God. And so we could almost just start in the first Psalm and continue to read. But that we're to be speaking to one another in those psalms, singing those psalms to one another. Not only that, but hymns as well. And all these are sort of classifications. You could get into the exposition here. But psalms and hymns, we're speaking to one another this way, and in spiritual songs. What each of those have in common, though they are set to music and we're not going to sing to one another, they are filled with lyrics, praising God. They're filled with lyrics magnifying the glory of God, speaking of the great mighty deeds of God. That's what we sing to one another. So we're to be saying that to one another. If God has done something remarkable in your life and stunning and overwhelming and miraculous even, testify of that. Speak to one another in regards for those things, because it encourages us as well. He says here, singing these spiritual songs, but singing, but I love the next phrase, and making melody with your heart to the Lord. So if this was a song service, we'd be singing and making melody from the heart, not just blending our voices, but a common yearning and a common desire and a common adoration of God as we sing together. Our hearts are united, and we're making melody in our hearts to God and to the Lord. So that's the way we're to come together in that way. In verse 20 is where we're emphasizing tonight, but he says always in this speaking to one another through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to your heart with the Lord, in your heart to the Lord, in the context of doing all of these things, we're to always be giving thanks. Now, I have to assume that since they're singing to one another, we're offering out thanks in the presence and in the hearing of one another. We're not so much thanking one another, although we could do that, but we're thanking God in the presence of one another. So he doesn't just say, do all this other stuff to one another, but when he gets to offering thanks, just do that privately. I think he means this is all part of the interaction of the body of Christ as they come together, as they are edified by the gathering of the body of Christ. Notice also he says in verse 20, giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And so we're talking about giving thanks in all things. Some people would say the circumstances in the midst of all things, and I think that's true. But there is an exceptionally difficult sense to grasp of that, to where we are actually giving thanks for all things. Even though there are difficult things in our lives, and those are the most challenging for us sometimes, but there is a place, I think, when we can come to trust in God such that we would understand that whatever has been brought or allowed into our lives is for our sanctification and thus for our ultimate joy. So as hard as this is and as difficult as it is to understand, I offer up thanksgiving to God. At the very minimum, those things are ministered to you through His gracious hand. So that's part of giving thanks as well. There's some difficult times in our lives. Most of us here, if not all of us, have gone through difficult times in our lives. And we look back upon those things, and I think it's possible for us to remember those. And even though the experience was not pleasant, we give thanks to God for it. Because without that instrument, God would not have brought us to see His sufficiency, His glory. Would not have brought us to trust in Him as we do this current day. So we can testify of those things when we're giving thanks tonight as well. Just a few verses, but I wanted to share with you, and I gave some folks these. So as I call on these, if you just stand and read those, try to read as loudly as you can so everyone can hear. But this is just an encouragement for us as we kind of enter into a time where you'll have the opportunity to share your thanksgiving to God in our midst as well. So Psalm 107:1, if whoever got that one, if you would read that. Okay, so in that psalm, these are reasons that we're giving thanks to God. In that psalm, certainly His goodness, our redemption, but as manifesting His goodness and that enduring mercy. And so Psalm 107:1 is an inspiration for us as we think about thanking God ourselves. The next one is Psalm 7:17. Okay, there, thanksgiving is encouraged to be offered up in due to the Lord's righteousness. And so we offer up thanks thinking of the righteousness of the Lord as manifest not only in the works of God, but in the person of Christ Himself. He is the righteousness of God. And so we offer up thanks thinking in terms of the righteousness of God, true thanks and magnifying the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So that may be something that you're thinking about tonight. The righteous Christ. Maybe God has recently revealed to you some dark shadows of sinfulness and sinful thoughts or whatever in your heart, and you've come to know and appreciate the righteousness of Christ and the glory of the light of Christ as it shines into the darkest places of our night. Maybe you say, God, thank you that you are righteous and that through your righteousness my sin has been exposed, and then I can confess and repent. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Okay, so another cause to give thanks to God tonight is in the midst of everything. There's some debate in regards to the next phrase, which says this is God's will for you, whether or not God's will for you is the things that you're giving thanks in the midst of, or whether God's will for you is that you give thanks regardless of the things. So there's some debate about that, and you can think about that as well. But it may be that that's an inspiration or encouragement for you to share your thanksgiving to God tonight in whatever circumstances you're going through, because that is God's will for you. Certainly it is God's will for you to be thankful in the midst of those circumstances, but it may be that you're beginning to see that those circumstances are to be thanked. God is to be thanked for the circumstances themselves, for what they are producing in your life. Just on that note, as a word of testimony, it has been the challenging circumstances in my life where God has shown Himself to be most faithful. It's not in the good times when everything's clicking along real well and I feel like I'm just growing in the Lord. It's when all hell literally breaks loose. that the Lord has shown himself to be sufficient. He has shown himself to be enough in the midst of those crises. So maybe that's provokes in your mind tonight in regards to giving God thanks. Philippians 4:6. Okay, that might encourage us tonight to offer up praise to God and thanksgiving as a remedy for our anxiousness. I don't think any of us are immune from anxiety when we get news or when we get some information that threatens to disturb our world, the status quo of our own expectations. We feel anxiety coming on. So maybe tonight your offering up of thanks to God is a remedy, will be used by God as a remedy for anxiousness that you're feeling in the moment. He says, let these requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. So you pray, you pray about those things, but you also do that in a spirit of thanksgiving to God as well. So that's a wonderful remedy for an anxious heart, is to give praise and to give thanks to God. Psalms 28:7. Listen. Okay, there we're to give thanks in regards to the Lord. It's interesting here is what he says the Lord is to him. The Lord, he says, is my strength. He is my shield. He guards me against the arrows of the enemy. It is him in whom my heart trusts. He is so he's my heart's trust. And so it may be that that's an encouragement to you to offer up thanks to God tonight for what he is, what he is experientially to you, how he's manifesting his sufficiency in your lives right now in the context that you're living in. Maybe that's an encouragement for you. That's what the psalmist is doing. He is my strength, my shield, my help, and the trust of my heart. Psalm 69:30. Okay. The New American Standard for glorify there uses the word magnify, which is interesting as well. It may be that's an encouragement for you just as a matter of purpose and a matter of fact, just to praise his name. And by doing so, to magnify him. I love the word magnify. If you think about it, magnify doesn't make something bigger. It just makes you see it bigger. And so often by offering up thanks and praising the Lord, you magnify, you bring what is already infinitely big into view to where we can see that. And so perhaps that's encouragement to you tonight. Maybe everything's going wonderful in your life. God is working greatly in your life. You're encouraged. Your heart is full of joy and encouragement and hope. And maybe you just want to share, I just praise God and I want to magnify the name of God. That's an encouragement to us as well. So maybe that's where you are tonight. Psalm 100:4. There, to me, the significance there is it indicates there that thanksgiving is to accompany us into the presence of the Lord. So we all coming through the gates tonight, through the church doors, into the presence of the body of Christ and the fellowship of the saints, we enter into this place with the sense or the spirit of thanksgiving. It might be tonight you just want to manifest that sense. You're thankful that you can be here. You're thankful for health to be here and for breath and life and to be gathered with the body of Christ and to worship Christ. So that may be an encouragement to you as well. That's what we're all called to come into the presence of the Lord with this spirit of thanksgiving. To me, these opportunities that we try to give, especially on Thanksgiving season, is an opportunity for you to manifest or to express that spirit of thanksgiving that you have when you gather with the body of Christ. You've heard me say so many things. I can't imagine. I really cannot imagine what my Christian life would be divorced from the body of Christ. This fellowship has been so essential and critical to my spiritual maturity and growth that I can't imagine how I could possibly be a faithful Christian without it. It's just absolutely necessary. And so maybe that's the way you feel and you want to direct the praise and thanksgiving to God for providing that environment in which you can find such fulfillment and such growth in the faith. Psalm 9, verse 1. Okay, so maybe that's an encouragement as well. Maybe you've got in mind a bunch of deeds. Just real quickly, I shared with you not too long ago, earlier this year, the man I called my father, he's my stepfather actually, that passed away, and I did his service. And I think I shared about how uneasy I felt about that situation. And I remember leaving there just thinking they didn't understand what I said. They just didn't get it. They seemed cold to what I was trying to say. Well, I got a call this afternoon and left a message, and the lady my father married, his children would be my stepbrother. He called and said, I just wanted to see if I could get you to send me the address of your church. My son wanted to come and hear you preach. And he said, you said something at Dad's funeral that has really been stuck with him. Mighty deeds. Mighty deeds. Because I had no idea. I just thought they were glad to be rid of me. I wasn't doing jujitsu or nothing in the pulpit. So maybe you give thanks tonight for some mighty deed the Lord has done recently in your life or even in the past that you're remembering as well. 1 Corinthians 15:57.
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And maybe you'd share that tonight. Maybe you'll encourage us or that encourages you to talk about the victory you have in Christ. A lot of failures in this life, right? A lot of things that we hoped would work out one way and didn't work out the way we hoped. But in Christ, we have been guaranteed the victory. Maybe that's the central part of your Thanksgiving tonight. Maybe you're just particularly impressed about the victory we've won in Jesus Christ, and you want to offer up thanks to God as a blessing and as an encouragement to the body of Christ as well. The last one is Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9. Yeah, and I included that last one because it's sort of indicative of just the broad spectrum for which we ought to give thanks. He satisfies the souls and hearts of men. He provides in every way. It's just a more comprehensive declaration of our thankfulness to God, His steadfastness, God's faithfulness. Maybe that's an encouragement to you to share your thanksgiving along those lines as you reflect upon your life. All the provision God has made for you through the years, spiritual and temporal, material things, just how God has shown Himself to be faithful. I was looking up hymns of thanksgiving, and one of the hymns that kept coming up in those lists was "Great is Thy Faithfulness," and that's true. And so maybe that's what moves you. Maybe the Holy Spirit will influence you to give thanks to God tonight as a testimony, but as an encouragement to the body of Christ as well in regards to His faithfulness. So those are just a few. As I said, they're wonderful. In fact, it might be a good Thanksgiving season exercise to just get out of concordance and find the word Thanksgiving and just work your way through the Bible and read all the passages. It is literally saturated with psalms of thanksgiving and praise to God. So I'll open up the floor tonight and you go there. Be thorough, but be mindful that others might want to share as well. So we want everyone to have a chance. So who will be first? That's always the toughest one.